Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Bella is looking for a second date update with a guy named Dave. Hey, Bella, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for asking. So tell us about Dave. How'd you meet him and how'd the first date go?
Okay, buckle in.
Uh-oh, it's going to be good.
I met Dave on Tinder, as one does during these times. It was a hookup, nothing serious. That's what we were there for.
Okay.
Just one of those fun times. So we met for drinks, and we went back to his place for a couple of hours, which, I mean, honestly, looking at his house kind of should have been a red flag for me. I wasn't looking for anything except, like, a fun night, you know? There was just something about him. I kind of can't stop thinking about him.
Can you go back a little bit? Can you go back to what you said, something about his house? Because you said you had drinks, you went back to his place. And what was it about his house that you said should have been a sign?
It was just really, like, messy. And there was, like, I don't know, just not my vibe. Like, it was just really unorganized. It looked like he doesn't really do much of anything to clean it.
Okay, so further reinforcing your fact that this would not be anything more than a random hookup. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, yes.
You okay.
Know. There was just something about him, though, that, like, towards the end of the night, I was like, oh, okay, I can see myself liking this guy. And now I just kind of can't stop thinking about him.
It's like my first time at Skyline Chili. I didn't really like it. Like, this tastes weird. I'm not from here. And then 2 days later, I was craving it. It was so bizarre. And now I'm hooked on it.
That's exactly what it was like. You get it.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I mean, he was like, laid back and cool and funny, and I felt like we had really, really good chemistry. But again, I mean, I'm not too sure. That could have just been me being lonely for so long. I don't know. We just had a really good time. I even told him when I was leaving my place that I knew we had kind of made an understanding that this was just, like, a hookup, but I told him that I'd like to see him again. He seemed surprised, though, of course.
Surprised as in, really?
Well, I mean, yeah, because we both went into it, you know, thinking, like, all right, this is going to be, like, a one-off thing, and here I am saying, like, I want to see you again.
Yeah, but was it, you know, I'd like to see you again, but only as a continued random hookup? Or I'd like to see you again and maybe be friends.
I think, I don't know. I think at the time I was saying it as like, okay, well, you're kind of cool. Like, I'd like to see you again, you know,
yeah.
Let's just go out again.
Mm-hmm.
He smiled and said that was cool. So
that's cool.
I don't know. In my head, that was like a yes.
Well, it's not a no.
Exactly.
No. Okay. So how long ago was that?
That was maybe like, God, I want to say 3 weeks ago.
Shut up.
Wow.
Oh, you've been festering.
For sure.
For a bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've texted him a few times and he hasn't gotten back to me. So I really don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I kind of want to call him and figure it out.
All right. So just to be clear, you went into this expecting just a one-time random hookup, like a one and done. But the guy kind of grew on you for whatever reason. And you thought, all right, I'd like to see this guy again.
Yeah.
Not really sure why or to what extent, but you're disappointed it's been 3 weeks and you haven't heard from him. Because I figure, you know, people who get into these hookup relationships where you're pretty much just sort of casual friends with benefits, it's kind of how these often go. Like, they disappear for a couple of months and then they sort of resurface and then they disappear. And that's okay as long as both parties are on the same page.
You know, when I mentioned it to him, he did say, like, all right, that's, you know, just kind of like smiled at me and I kind of got a good vibe. And I really did feel like we had chemistry. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's what I took from it.
You'll hear back from him on Friday evening, maybe around midnight.
Yeah. Well, the bars close now at 11, so
yeah.
It'll be more 11, like
10:45.
Yeah, 10:45, right before you get your Uber on the way home and you can meet him there.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm curious. I'd like to hear what he thinks.
I would, too, honestly. I mean, it's been a while since I've gotten text back, so.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know, then, before we take the break?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll put you on hold. Fritch will pick up and get the phone number from you. And then when we come back, we'll call Dave and see what he thought of Bella and his random hookup with her. As Second Date Update continues next on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Bella met Dave and started out as kind of a random hookup. She said his place was kind of messy. She's like, yeah, no, this guy, no. But there's something about Dave. Very laid back, kind of cool. And next thing she knew, she's like, man, this guy's kind of growing on me. So she put it out there and said, hey, maybe we can get together again. But that was 3 weeks ago. He seemed receptive to it at the time, but you never did hear back from him, though, right?
No, never. Not even like a nice to meet you.
Right. I don't know how far Bella wants to take this. If you just want to see him again for another random hookup, or if you want to like go on a date.
I mean, I would just like to know what happened, you know?
Because, you know, we'll send you to dinner. We'll send you guys out to Sacred Beast, you know? You guys can sit down, chow down.
In a public place before you go, you know.
Really get to know each other, if this goes well. But we got to talk to Dave first, I suppose. Put the cart before the horse here.
I'm just eager to see what he thought.
All right, well, let's call Dave.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Dave, please?
Yeah, this is him. Who is this?
Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Sorry, you guys aren't really my thing. I don't really listen to you guys, no offense.
That's okay. You don't have to be a fan to come on the show. We just want to talk to you for a little bit. If you got a moment, I promise we're not calling a mess with you or embarrass you, but we did get a phone call from someone who is kind of a fan of yours. You hung out with her about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she hasn't heard from you since. And we wanted to get your thoughts on Bella. Do you remember Bella, the woman you met on Tinder?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I do. I mean, people talk to you about this on the radio and stuff?
You know, strange thing, they do.
Yep. Openly, honestly. In great detail, so don't hold back.
I've never heard of this before.
Well, I'll tell you why the curiosity, because she said she put it out there to you that maybe you guys could get together again, see how that plays out. You seemed receptive to it, and maybe you were just being polite. And if so, that's cool, but at this point, she's ready for a more definitive explanation.
Okay, well, I mean, she was pretty cool. I mean, all things considered. Yeah, it was weird. You know, it was kind of weird. She, you know, totally wanted to get all freaky. You know what I mean? She wanted to, you know, do her thing. But she made me wear a mask the whole time. And
oh, you mean like when you guys were?
Yeah. And yeah, so I had a mask on, and she had one on too. And she also had one of those like those plastic face shields. You know, she doubled up.
No way.
Yeah, it was definitely strange. I felt like I was on one of those, what's that movie, Contagion? Like, it was something like that.
How do you, I'm like having trouble with like all of the logistics.
That's the wave of the future.
You got to work around that.
Wow. I mean, it's like you had to cut your head off from all of the activity.
Could you see her eyes, or was it just all fogged up?
Oh, it had to be very messy.
Yeah, very steamy.
No, it's as strange as you would imagine. I mean, yeah, I could see her eyes at first, and then it got kind of foggy, and you kind of had to wipe the fog away. But at first, I thought it was some kind of role play scenario thing. But
that's what I was thinking.
It was purely for safety reasons, which was super strange. I mean, you know, we got the job done. I'll say that, but it was definitely weird and awkward for sure.
Oh, wow.
That is bizarre.
Well, Dave, we have Bella on the line with us right now.
Listen, he was a stranger. We're in a pandemic. I wanted to have fun, but at the same time, like, potentially, you know, not die. and honestly, Dave, you didn't seem to mind one bit that night. You never said a word about it other than, like, okay.
Well, it didn't make sense to me. I mean, if you're worried about, you know, getting COVID, then don't have sex with strangers, you know? Simple.
Well, that breaks it down.
Kind of. I'm with him on that one.
You know what? This is lame. I think you're lying for whatever reason, because you had a really good time. I could tell.
I mean, this is weird. I'm not looking to date anybody. Honestly, no disrespect to you. Because, you know, we met on Tinder. So, you know, we had a deal. We sealed the deal, you know, done. I mean, I wish you well, but, you know, no disrespect. I mean, that's what we signed up for, right?
You wish me well? Are you serious?
That's a good thing to wish for.
Damn. Well, Bella, let me ask you this. Let's say Dave was down for getting together again. Would you want to wear the mask again, or do you think you'd feel more comfortable with him without the mask?
At this point, I don't want to see him again. So.
I figured that, but I'm just curious, like, how did you see this going moving forward? Would you have kept the mask and face shield on, or do you think second or third time around you would have loosened up around him?
I feel like we would have eventually taken it off, like, you know, once I knew that he was being safe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, I thought it was kind of like a courtesy thing. Like, I thought he would think, oh, that's cool. Like, she cares about my safety because we're both wearing masks. Like, I don't know. I didn't think it was that weird.
All right. Well, there it is, Dave. I mean, just wanted to make sure Bella felt like her position was represented fairly. And is there anything else you'd like to add or subtract?
No. I mean, this whole situation has been weird to me. So, I mean, this is strange. I'm even on the radio talking about this, but...
All right.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to wish for her? She's not feeling well.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Dave, thank you for taking a call, even though we're not your thing. Thank you for talking to us.
For sure, man. Y'all take it easy.
All right. You too.
Take care.
And Bella, thank you for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update. I'm sorry it turned out the way that it did.
Oh, I mean, it's okay. Listen, you guys helped. I'm grateful, so thanks.
Anytime.
Take care.
You too.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.